رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, another very important discussion and identifying a hidden disease which is known as Su-e-Zan or Badgumani. In English we can say evil presumption or thinking bad about someone. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Bani Dawat Islami Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razvi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al Qudsiya writes while defining Badgumani. He says that without any proof, one establishes something evil in his heart about another person. That is Badgumani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 12, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, avoid most suspicions. Certainly, some suspicions are sins. And do not search for faults, and do not backbite one another. Would anyone of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Surely you would hate it. And fear Allah, certainly Allah is forgiving, merciful. Ummul Mumineen, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that Khatamul Mursaleen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, one who thinks bad about his brother, undoubtedly, he thinks bad about Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ. Avoid most suspicions. It is mentioned in the book called Badgumani, printed by Maktabatul Madina, an organ of Dawat Islami. When bad thoughts come in someone's heart, person does not become sinner immediately because the bad thoughts entered in his heart. The reason is that just because of thoughts coming into the hearts, or the bad thoughts coming into the hearts, person does not qualify to be punished, or he does not qualify as a criminal or culprit. Otherwise, it would be burdening someone more than his ability and more than his capacity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden any soul more than its power or more than it can bear. So if the thoughts come automatically, bad thoughts come automatically, and person does not hold those thoughts in his heart, and he does not say it with his tongue, and he does not practice on those thoughts, then there is no sin on that person. Badgumani or evil presumption is haram in two cases, in two situations. Number one, that person establishes in his heart the bad thoughts about someone. Sharih Bukhari, Allama Badruddin Aini, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi says, that thought or that guman is haram, which is established in the heart of the person, or person makes it established in his heart. So he keeps on thinking over and over about it, and then slowly that thought is established in his heart, and it is not leaving, and it is always there. So that kind of thought is haram, and that's what is called badgumani. Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Imam Muhammad Ghazali, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, says that as it is haram to talk bad about Muslims, it is haram to think bad about Muslims. But the meaning of badgumani or evil presumption is that person makes it certain in his heart that someone is an evil person or someone is a bad person. As far as the thoughts are concerned, which normally come in the heart, whisperings of shaitan or many other suspicions that come automatically in the heart, as long as person does not believe in them, those suspicions and thoughts and whisperings are forgiven. He further writes that one of the sign or recognition of badgumani or evil thinking which has been established in the heart is that person's condition of heart is changed towards that person, that he is thinking now that he is a bad person or he is an evil person. You start feeling hatred towards that person. You start taking him as a burden, and you do not show much respect to him as you used to show before. And you start becoming lazy towards fulfilling his rights or towards showing respect towards him. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that when you think bad about someone, or don't establish that thought in your heart, it means that don't give place to that thought in your heart, and do not show through your actions that you don't like that person or you regard that person an evil person, and nor from your tongue. So you must not tell anything to anyone or say anything to anyone, anything bad about that person. So try to remove that bad thought from your heart. And if you can remove that from your heart immediately, then there is no sin upon you. But if you keep that thought in your heart, and you give place to that thought in your heart, and you establish that thought in your heart, then that is a major sin, and that is haram. For example, if shaitan puts in your heart about some pious person, that this pious person is a riyakar, he is a show-off. And when this kind of thought comes into the heart, you must immediately push that thought away. And you must think that this person is a sincere person. This person fears Allah. That is the reason that he is crying. That is the reason that he shows humbleness in his du'as, in his speeches, or in his discourses, or whatever he does. Why must I think that he is a show-off? Why must I think that he is a riyakar? This is indeed a thought that is coming from shaitan, and I must chase and push that thought away from me. Rather, we should think that this person is a holy person. This person is a special friend of Allah. This person fears Allah. This person is mukhlis. This person is sincere. And this person is a soft-hearted. That is the reason that when he talks about deen, his heart is soft. When he talks about akhirat, his heart is fearful. When he talks about grave, when he talks about the punishment of Jahannam and the difficulties of akhirah, he cries, he shed tears. It is because he fears Allah. So why our mind cannot go towards these things which are good? Why should our mind go towards those things which we have discussed, that he is a riyakar, he is a show-off, and he wants everyone to think that he is a holy person, or he loves to be praised, or he wants status, or he wants fame, or he wants name? We must not allow and tolerate this kind of thoughts about believers, about Muslims. And number two, where the badgumani or the evil thinking becomes haram, that person brings that on his tongue, or he practices the requirement of that bad thinking. Through his actions, he shows hatred towards that person. Hazrat Allama Abdul Ghani Nablusi, alayhi rahmatullah al-qabi, writes that because of suspicion, or because of thinking, when badgumani becomes haram, or when the evil thinking becomes haram, when the effect of that thinking is shown, is appeared on his body parts, and person practices on it, in other words, that person with the tongue or with his body language, or through some of his actions, he shows that what I am thinking, I believe in it. That the evil thoughts which have been established in my heart, in my mind, I am believing in them. And as a reaction, this is what I am doing. So this kind of badgumani is haram. Hujjatul Islam. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, the reason for badgumani, or bad thinking, or evil thinking about other Muslim brothers, the reason for its being haram is that only Allah knows what is in the hearts. So therefore, until unless you do not see an action of some person with your naked eyes, and something comes out very clear and open, and where there is no possibility of reinterpretation, there is no possibility of changing the meaning of that word, or giving a correct understanding to that action or to that word, then of course you will believe what you have seen and what you have heard, because there is no other interpretation of that. But you have not seen anything with your eyes. You have not heard anything directly with your ears. And you have not received news about someone with authentic source, or by someone who is pious and muttaqi, who is adil, who is trustworthy. Just by guman, just by thinking, you established in your heart that somebody is not a good person, somebody is not a bad person, then you must know that shaitan has put this in your heart. Shaitan has put this whispering in your heart. And at that time, you must refuse that thought that is coming in your heart. Because this badgumani, this evil presumption, and this evil thinking about others is a very big fisk, is a very big sin. He further writes, for example, if the smell of liquor, the smell of wine is coming from someone's mouth, that person cannot be punished. It is possible that maybe he took liquor or wine in his mouth and he gargled and he threw that wine or liquor away. He did not drink. Or maybe somebody forced him to drink liquor. Given all these possibilities are there, then without any Shari'i proof, without establishing Shari'i evidence, just because of the thoughts that are there, person endorses or testifies about someone that he is a bad person, or he is an evil person, or he is a drunkard, or he is like this, or he is like that. This is badgumani, and this is najayiz, and this is haram. Hazrat Abdullah bin Asad Yaf'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, who was at the time of Hazrat Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he talks about a person who was a possessor of knowledge and fadl and great respect. That there was a businessman in Baghdad who used to talk ill about pious people, who used to talk bad about awliya Allah. He says, after a while I saw this person sitting in the suhbat of awliya Allah. And somebody told me that this rich person, this businessman, has spent all his money on fuqara, on Sufiya ikram, on the pious people. So I went to him and I asked him that, how did that happen? He said, actually I was wrong. And I realized that one day I came to read Namaz-e-Jum'ah, and I saw Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh very quickly came out of the masjid. And I started thinking that, look at this person, he regards himself a Sufi. He could not even stay longer in the masjid, as if his heart is not in the masjid. he wants to be the first one to come out of the masjid. I followed him and I said, let me see what he does and I will expose him. Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmatullah ta'ala alayh went to the marketplace and he bought fresh rotis, very soft, fresh rotis. I started thinking that look at this Sufi. He wants to eat fresh and soft bread. Then he went to the person who was selling kebab and he bought kebab for 1 dirham. And when I saw that, I got really angry. And then he went to the sweetmeat shop and he bought some sweetmeat. And then I decided that I will follow him, and when he will sit and start eating, I will do something and spoil his pleasure and his party that he wants to do and enjoy. And after he bought everything, he started walking towards the jungle. And I thought that he wants to go and sit in a place where there is nobody, and there are a lot of trees and there's fresh water, spring water, so he can have this meal and then drink water, and there is nobody who will interfere in his enjoyment of eating. So he said, I started walking behind him. So at the time of Asr, he reached in a masjid in a village where there was a sick person. And he sat towards the head of that person and he fed him. And after a while I came out and I said, let me go see this new village which I have never seen before. And I came back and I saw that Hazrat Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi was not there. I asked this ill person that, where is that man who came to feed you? He said, he's gone to Baghdad. I asked him how far Baghdad is. He said, almost 120 miles. And then suddenly it came out from my tongue, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. I was regretful what I did. And I did not have now enough money to go back. It was actually the karamat of Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmatullah ta'ala alayh that I walked behind him, and within so short time we walked 120 miles. And I did not find so much power in my body to walk 120 miles. Then this sick person gave me advice that Hazrat Sayyidina Bishr Hafi rahmatullah ta'ala alayh will come next week, and then you can go with him. And in the next Jummah he came, and he told Hazrat Bishr Hafi about me. And Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmatullah ta'ala alayh looked at me with the sight full of anger, and he just said, don't do this mistake again. And then he said, follow me. And I started walking behind him, and from Asr to Maghrib we walked, and I was in Baghdad again. After seeing this miracle of Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmatullah ta'ala and seeing his sincerity and regretting about my bad and evil thinking, I made tawbah, and from that day I sit in the suhbat and the company of Sufiya and awliya ikram. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, from this story particularly, and from all the facts which have been mentioned in this discourse, we understand that evil thinking, evil presumptions, bad thinking, badgumani, is a very bad, very evil sickness, and it is haram and it leads to Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to think good about Muslims, to think good about believers. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Received by it, you have not seen the this.